And now for something completely different. Can I fade this down, boys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, turn down the Kenny Loggins.
You can leave
the
Michael McDonald up.
Thank you. Ew. Okay. I have a good friend of mine up north that Malcolm, he loves the Doobie Brothers. But you know
that's
what?
That's the bad era of the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I don't know why, but I can't. I don't know why, but I don't like the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, there are so many reasons.
Some people like the Eagles. Some people don't like the Eagles.
I just don't. Is that mic close enough to you guys? Could it go any faster? There we go. That's
is
probably
that better?
Yeah.
Can you hear us now?
Yes, I can. I can hear you. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure why it is. Maybe because they were playing so much on the radio when I was growing up, and it just drove me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I'm sitting here with Jack and Jesse from the Crazy Diamonds, you crazy boys. How are you both?
Good.
That was a nice answer in unison.
Yeah.
Before we talk about everything that's going on this weekend, which is midwinter meltdown, which sounds very cool, I want to know how the Friends of Sheena benefit went last weekend, because I know you guys are raising money for a very special lady and a very special cause. How did it go?
We were very successful. They had set up an online donation thing, which raised close to $12,000.
Wow.
And then the show alone raised just right around 5,000, so we were looking at between 16,000 and 17,000. I'm pretty sure. So that, you know, that's great. And if anything, it bought her first kids, you know, their first year of university, or
that's
some
great
time or something. But yeah, she's close to my family, so it was good. It was nice to do something like that for them.
And you guys are their Woodward Scrubs too.
The Scrubs were on the bill. Lumberjack was on the bill.
Hi, Brando, if you're listening.
Yeah. And Dave Huber, a good buddy of mine from Guelph, was on the bill.
Oh, that's very cool. I wanted to know about that. And that's really good. And I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I've given you a contribution. Can people still donate online if they want to?
I think that if they went to the event page on Facebook, so the Friends of Sheena event page, I think there's a link on there, and if there isn't a link on there, we'll definitely set something up in the next day or two, so you can check that out. So just on Facebook, Friends of Sheena benefit, it'll still show up.
And that was at the Rabid Fox.
Yep.
So that's very cool. And now, like, you guys have had a really busy time of it. Good God.
Oh, yeah.
It's been going.
I know, Jack, you were recently at the Boathouse with Danique, all right?
Kind of the Wendy Tozer band.
So, yeah.
Wendy and Jay, another couple from the band, our bass player and one of our great backup singers, have been doing this project for a while, mostly using Johnny, our drummer, also from the band.
Yeah.
So it's a nice kind of keeping it in the family thing. Danica and I have also been doing kind of quartet nights at the Blue Moon out in Petersburg with Wendy and Jay, so working on the harmonies and doing
so
kind of acoustic folksy stuff.
Yeah, so that's great.
Yeah, it's they're great. They're to called what? With different kinds of material. You know?
Jendy Way.
The Jendy Way. Yeah, that's their duo name.
That's a very cool name. And then you have this event coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
The Midwinter Meltdown. What are you going to be doing? What's this all about, Alfie? Now, what's this all about?
A good friend of Wendy and Jay's, actually, Joe Forster, and his band, The Country Renovators. It's really their show, and we're just supporting them. So we're going to start the night at about 8, play about an hour, and then much of Joe's backing band is actually members of our band, too.
Oh, so that's great!
It will be a kind of crazy diamond sound throughout the night. The girls are going to be singing some backup on Joe's material, and just kind of mixing it up. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a couple of our own tunes, too, debuting some of our own stuff. So that's going to be
cool.
History in the making.
History in the making.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Are you allowed to play anything here or not? Or you'd rather wait till Saturday?
We kind of came here with the guitars. We didn't even talk about what we were going to play here. We were just basically ended up fooling around with that intro song.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll figure something
we'll
out.
We'll take it as it comes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you and if you wanted to play some Pink Floyd stuff, I wouldn't stop you.
Okay.
Did
yeah,
you bring you? Yeah, you brought your instruments, right?
Those.
Because like while we were airing the interview with Lily Frost, I could hear them in the background playing, you know, on guitar, and it sounded great. Yeah. So would you like to play some Pink Floyd stuff? Maybe like.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to maybe run a tune? We can tune up or whatever. And
yeah. What would you like me to play?
Oh.
Anything with the Doobie Brothers, please.
Anything but.
I got some Floyd with me.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be
yeah.
great.
I got Dark Side of the Moon with me. Oh, gee.
What could we?
What a coincidence! I often play Great Gig in the Sky. Actually.
Yeah. I can't go wrong with that.
Because you guys do such a freaking good job of that. Oh
maybe we'll do
God.
This tune right now after you play it from the recorded version.
Yeah, me and Jack will do Great Gig in the Sky with no piano accompaniment.
Yeah. I've been raving about you guys since I saw you at Halloween. I think I was just blown away by 9 people in one band with so much talent. Wow. So, and I always love to champion local, like I always love to champion local musicians. Mm.
Thank you.
And Jack, thank you for Grizzly Bear too, because I love this band.
Great, I'm glad.
Oh my God!
Yeah, they have 3 albums now, and they're all they're all great.
They
great
are really
players,
great.
Awesome harmonies.
They are. You're right.
Yeah.
Have you actually? Have you heard of a band called the Punch Brothers?
No, I haven't.
Okay, they're kind of Grizzly Bearish too.
Nice.
My friend Gary Topp. Turn me on to them. Maybe I'll play some Punch Brothers too.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Where's my Pink Floyd? Where is that? Keep talking.
Just keep talking.
Yeah. Oh, we should probably have said something about where the show is. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
this event's called the Midwinter Meltdown. So you can look it up on Facebook, and there should be an event page made up for it. It's at the Registry Theater, which is downtown in Kitchener. It's an old historic building, a really cool venue.
It's a very cool venue.
So it's like a theater setting. It's like somewhere you go to see a kind of play.
It works really well for theater and live music.
Good acoustics, too.
Yeah, it's going to be good a acoustics. Great night. Big stage.
There's still some tickets left, too. I think the Orange Monkey, you can get your tickets, right?
Yep.
So. Oh, good, because it only holds like 175 capacity.
Yeah.
Something like that. I did one of the first shows there ever with Nash Slash.
Awesome.
Years ago.
Nice.
When we did the soundtrack for Nosferatu. He knows this album off by heart.
Is it?
Yes. Here's Great Gig in the Sky. Coral FM with the Crazy Diamonds in the studio live.
Oh,
Okay, here's Jack and Jesse live in the studio on Coral FM.
Tell you the name of the game.
I'm sitting here holding up my lighter if I smoked. I'm sitting here in the studio. See, there we go. Yeah, man, that's great. For those who don't know, what was the name of that Pink Floyd song, gentlemen?
That's Have a Cigar. That's track 3 on Wish You Were Here.
Yeah.
That's probably, I would say that and the Shine On You Crazy, the first part of the Shine On You Crazy Diamond are
the most?
Definitely my favorite tunes off that album.
And some of the most fun to play. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, what's the most difficult Floyd song for you guys to play?
The one that we always have the most trouble with is Welcome to the Machine. Yeah. Because it changes time.
Yeah.
I mean, they're difficult in their own ways, all of them. I mean, that's just got a really weird texture and a strange time signature.
Yeah.
It just kind of follows the vocals along.
Yeah.
And then something like Shine On, so many people have to be all on the right
page.
Point, you know, at the same time.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing about the Have a Cigar was no one in Pink Floyd sang that tune. Roy Harper actually sang the version that you hear on the album. So, and he was like a late 60s, early 70s.
No, I love Roy Harper.
All through the 70s, he was a great, like, kind of folk artist, so...
He was very Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
Led Zeppelin, the third album. Oh. Roy Harper.
Yeah, hats off to Roy.
Yeah, they were very influenced by Roy Harper, and Kate Bush also liked Roy Harper, so he had a huge impact on British.
Yeah.
The British music scene.
Yeah. British folk.
Yes, British folk, dark folk. No, not just dark folk, but folk. Are you? I think I've asked you guys this before. Would you ever consider doing The Wall? The Wall.
The Wall, yeah, but we'd have to hide away. You wouldn't see us for probably a year and a half. It's just a big commitment.
That's true.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, even just to learn the music, let alone the show that comes along, it's more of a performance than it is a gig.
Yeah.
It's pretty elaborate.
I know.
Yeah.
You guys seem to be so good at
The Wall, and that made me want to do that. I was just like, holy... How do you think of something like that?
I mean, that's the other thing. If Roger Waters is still going around doing it, I mean, it's one thing to do Dark Side of the Moon and Wish You Were Here and stuff that Pink Floyd isn't playing anymore, but it's a lot to live up to.
You guys do a really good job, and it's not easy to do that. It's not easy to do Pink Floyd. It's, you know, you got to have it, you have to have it right, and you do the song so well, and yet you have your own presence on stage.
Yeah.
Which is a dynamite chemistry up there. For Saturday, I know you're doing some Pink Floyd stuff. Are you doing some other stuff too? Like some originals? Are you doing any, you know, funk or anything like that?
Yeah, we got some couple surprises up our sleeve. But yeah, it is, like, we will let you know that it is going to be our debut for some original music. We've been working
hard.
Prepared for everyone. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a good little variety show. We're going to have some Floyd, a few originals, and then we're going to try to showcase the girls for a bit. So it's just going to
be because they've got killer pipes as well.
They're a band of their own. Those three of them. It's crazy how they work. Like getting to know them and sitting with them in rehearsals. Like it's like. We could be having the most unproductive night, and somehow, like, if we can't figure out a part, the girls will just go off and, like, they just go to a different room, and then they come back, and somehow the whole entire part has been figured out by them.
Ah.
And, like, they just come back, and their part's just, okay, well, and then they're like, okay, well, let's get right back down to business, and, like, you know, they're awesome. They're a huge driving force in the band. Like, they keep the boys on track, right?
Yep. So six boys and three girls? Is that how it breaks down?
Well, now we have a fourth girl in the band. Our new sax player is
Danielle
Beck.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's awesome, too. That was her debut show on Saturday.
On Saturday?
And,
great.
Yeah, holy, like, totally... Oh. Did her homework for all the stuff. It's great.
Well, we should
awesome have her on board.
The other thing we should do is probably find some Joe Forrester on here. Does he have anything on YouTube?
I don't know.
Yeah, I meant to bring a CD. He does have a couple albums out.
He does.
But I think we'll be able to find some stuff online.
Okay, hold on a second here. Jack, just for people that don't know about Joe Forrester, can you tell listeners a little bit about him? He's got a great sound, too.
Yeah, he really does. I've actually never seen him play with the Country Renovators, but I'm kind of familiar with his tunes from doing solo stuff. And I've sat in on some rehearsals with him and the girls preparing for this show. And I really like his style. It's kind of like laid-back folk, almost kind of Wilco-y lyrics.
Yep.
Catchy tunes. And, I mean, the more I hear, like, all these different members of, like, the Crazy Diamonds and other bands come in and kind of add to the sound, it's going to be really cool to kind of see it all come together on stage.
Does he do a song called Way to Find My Heart?
Not quite sure.
There's a Joe Forrester here on YouTube, and it's only been viewed a few times, and he's sitting on a step. Does that look like him?
That's him.
Okay. We're going to hear some Joe Forrester, and they're also playing with Crazy Diamonds, and Joe Forrester and the Country Renovators. Ah, the power of YouTube.
Such a good band name.
Yeah, it is a great the country Renovators. Yeah, I really like that. That's a great name for a band. And here's Way to Find My Heart on Coral FM.
Thank you.
Wow, okay, that was Joe Forster of Joe Forster and the Country Renovators, who are going to be joining the Crazy Diamonds on Saturday night. Okay, boys, we got another song. We got to do another live song here.
Yeah, I think this is one of the ones you'll be hearing in our set on Saturday night.
Okay.
Dancy little number.
Dancy little number?
Ready?
Yes, take it away. Excellent. Yay.
Some Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Some dancey stuff.
Yeah, dancey stuff. Very, very cool. Funky.
We got a little bit of a dance set.
Got a little bit of a dance set, a little bit of a Floyd set. So that's really great. And once again, something for everyone. Yes, because you guys are gems in the... Oh, that was a bad pun, eh?
Yeah.
Musical gems of the community. this Saturday,
yeah.
February 2nd, Registry Theater, show starts at 8?
Yep.
Okay.
Doors at 7:30 or so.
Doors open at 7:30, $20 to get in, and tickets are available at Orange Monkey or at the door. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank you guys so much for coming in. It's always fun.
Yes. A blast.
I'm going to play. Jack, you turned me on to Grizzly Bear.
Awesome.
This is the Punch Brothers. This is what the Punch Brothers sound like on Coral FM. So I just like to thank all my guests. Safe as Houses, another great live local band. Watch for them. They're just starting out. They're between the ages of 14 and 20, believe it or not. Duncan Finnegan from the Multicultural Cinema Club, Lily Frost, and of course the Crazy Diamonds. This is Coral FM signing off, and I got another crazy ass show next week. Anyway, this is the Punch Brothers on Coral FM.
That just came out.
Themselves, what I would do next after all that I'd found in my travels around the world. Was there anything left? Gentlemen, I said, I've studied the charts, and if what I'm thinking is right, there's another new world at the top of the world for the first one who breaks through the ice. And I looked around the room. In that way I once had, and I saw that they wanted belief. So I said all I got in my guts and my God. Then I paused. And the Annabelle Lee. Oh, the Annabelle Lee. And I saw their eyes shine, the most beautiful ship in the sea. My Nina, my Pinta, my Santa Maria, my beautiful Annabelle set sail. The crowds waved from the shore, and on board the crew waved their hats. But I never had family, just the Annabelle Lee, so I never had cause to look back. I just set the course north, and I'd study the charts, and towards dawn I drifted towards sleep. And I'd dream of the fine deep harbor I'd find past the ice for my Annabelle Lee. After that I got colder, world got quiet, it was never quite day or quite night. And the sea turned the color of sky, turned the color of sea, turned the color of ice. Till at last all around us was fast as one vast glassy desert of arsenic white. And the waves that once lifted us sifted instead into drifts against Annabelle's side. And the crew gathered closer, at first for the warmth, but each day would bring a new set of tracks in the snow leading over the edge of the world till I was the only one left. Then it gets cloudy, but it seems like I laid there for days or maybe for months. Oh, but Annabelle held me, just the two of us, happy to think back on all we had done. We discover as she gave up her body to me. And as I chopped up our mainsail for timber, I told her of all that we still had to see. As the frost turned her moorings to 9-10, the winds lashed her sides in the cold. I burned her to keep me alive every night in the loving embrace of her hold. And I won't call it rescue. That brought me back here to the old world to drink and decline and pretend that the search for another new world was well worth the burning of mine. But sometimes at night in my dreams comes the singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile in my sleep thinking Annabelle Lee's finally made it to another new world. Yeah, sometimes at night my dreams comes a singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile in my sleep thinking Annabelle Lee's finally made it to another new world.